Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the life of the ancient church, today's liturgy was extremely important. It marked the third and most important scrutiny. Those times when the catechumens preparing for Easter baptism were set apart, exercised, prayed for, and encouraged in the Christian life. This third one was when, spiritually, the ears of the catechumens were opened as they received the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and the four Gospels in a beautiful rite from the hands of our Mother, the Church. The figure of the blind man miraculously cured is a sign and summary to them of our Lord's Paschal grace. For Jesus comes not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance and faith. Those who are healthy, or who think they are, have no need of the great physician of soul and body. He comes to make you who think you see blind, and you who are blind to see. Nothing else matters but the grace and mercy of Jesus. So why be surprised when it's the blind men in the Bible who teach us to need, want, and cry out for mercy? Blind in sins and trespasses, you're neither innocent nor good, and your heart is hardened with unbelief. You're a liar and a sinner. Could you stand to have your sins, evil thoughts, and desires scrutinized by your friends, family, and even strangers? The world may be blind to your sins. You yourself may desire to turn a blind eye to them. But God is not and does not. What you think hidden is known to Him. Even as this must drive you to repentance, yet take heart. Jesus comes in mercy for sinners, for you, to seek and to save the lost. If there is room at His table even for Pharisees, then there is room for you. Jesus is the Christ, and He forgives your sins. Nothing else matters for you, nothing but Jesus. He comes to open your blind eyes, to make you who are dead alive, to make you who are nothing everything He wants you to be. Creatio ex nihilo. That's the way Jesus operates. Creation out of nothing. Children of God from the brood of vipers. Holy men and women out of the unholy stuff with which you dirty yourself day in and day out. Jesus speaks in the tongues of mercy and grace, forgiving you those things of which you are ashamed, and giving those things which you're too ignorant to even know you need. He wraps you in His arms of love and defies hell and all the powers of evil to remove you from His grasp. And they cower in fear. Blind as you are, Jesus yet takes your hand in His and says, "Here, my child, put your fingers here and here and here. Read like Braille the markings of the spear and nails. Gladly would I suffer them a million times over for the joy of having you as my own. These wounds are your healing. For those wounds, meant for evil by the Sanhedrin, are the good works of God. Those who claim to be Moses' disciples order the rock to be stricken in death, and from his side flows the life-giving river of blood and water. From his side, Jesus anoints you, washes you clean of all your iniquities, and opens your eyes. He gives you the good of the land to eat in his body, and fills the chalice with the blood from his side. With the blood and water up his side, Jesus removes your old, hard, sinful heart and gives you a new heart of flesh. Jesus is stricken in death to make you purer than new fallen snow. And because he is offered up in death for you, Jesus recreates you as he did the blind man. With the water of his mouth and the word from his tongue, Jesus reforms that mud from which you were taken and recreates you from nothing. Is it any surprise then that Jesus, the light of the world, restores your sight and the forgiveness of your sins? In his word, baptism, absolution, and in his body and blood, Jesus uncovers and heals all that is weak, all that is defective, all that is sinful in you. He enlightens the eyes and hearts of men. Eyes and ears opened, tongue loosed, you now confess his name and sing his praises. You call upon him in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, in the prayer he himself taught. You hear and believe his cruciform gospel, by which you have forgiveness, life, and salvation. Jesus opens your eyes to see his face, the face set toward Jerusalem to be covered in spit and streaked in blood. And in his face, you see no hint of regret or disappointment in you, only a love and compassion that no man can fathom. For you are his new creation, created again by water and the Spirit in his body and blood. Those whom the Pharisees cast out find a place at the Lord's table. Blessed are the blind, whose eyes are opened. Blessed are you who behold the light of the knowledge of the glory and grace of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Yes, blessed indeed. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. In Jesus' name, amen.